sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
We choose directly who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power.
Hi, everybody. This is Will Bluewater. I'm on the road. This is a placeholder for a program that has not yet been produced. Notifications will occur on Facebook and elsewhere when it is. I just returned from Green Corn Ceremony and will be reporting what was said by the elders and by visiting Mi'kmaq and Miami elders as well. The BIA recognition process, which is long held hostage by Cherokee bureaucrats inside the BIA, has been changed by the current White House administration. We'll be discussing all this in an upcoming broadcast. Unknown to most, the Cherokee have been fighting amongst themselves for hundreds of years, or had been by the time Columbus arrived. After the Civil War, the U.S. government, to reassert U.S. sovereignty over all Indian tribes, brokered a treaty of amity and friendship between all the Indians in what's now called Oklahoma. All tribes became signatories, but, strangely, the United Cherokee Nation of 1839 reserve the right to continue their ancient internecine, which means between brothers, war, over what issue remained unsaid. The U.S. government, eager to limit as much as possible the names of the Indian rolls and future financial responsibility for them, was eager to condone this. Since that time, it's become clear that the unspoken issue was Cherokee political infighting over U.S. federal dollars and the ancient human right to self-determine, the human right to call oneself a Cherokee without reprisal. Now that it's clear that the USA is facing another financial collapse, things are changing. Cherokees are beginning to rethink just who is a Cherokee. It's a fight between the European concept of citizenship, adopted by Cherokees in 1827, and the ancient Cherokee concept of who belongs. No longer are most Cherokees ignorant of what are actual history and life ways.
Father was a man who could never understand the shame on a red man's face. So they lived in the hills and they never came down, but the street in the white man's place.